Philip Zodiades, Lighthouse Trails Research. The nature of this article is alarming and disturbing, and I'd be wrong not to warn you. But it is vital you know what is taking place in the ongoing battle to protect children. Our most innocent ones face perhaps the most egregious danger so far, something of which the most informed Americans are not likely aware. So if you have a heart that mourns for helpless children, please read on, no matter how hard it is for you to deal with such a horrible topic, a subject many don't want to believe is true. I'm a Christian, father, grandfather, businessman, and a defender of helpless children. Most of my life I've been fighting behind the scenes helping Christian and conservative organizations help the helpless and fight injustice and corruption, even when emanating from the highest levels of government. For 11 years, I've been the victim of an organization, the nation's largest, wealthiest, progressive, legal firm, which has been collaborating with the Department of Justice, one, for my helping to save one little girl from a childhood of sexual abuse and possibly even a life of sexual slavery. My wife and I read Proverbs every day. In that book of wisdom, it says, "Open your mouth for the people who cannot speak, for the rights of all the unfortunate." 2. The nature of this exposé is to do just that. Let me explain. For decades, this organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, has become very wealthy, duping so-called principled liberal Democrats, claiming it is fighting for justice. But instead, it has become one of the most egregious examples of hypocrisy ever seen. For example, it is they who are bankrolling and representing the plaintiff in the civil suit against me, my company, and my daughter. In fact, journalist John Egerton, writing for The Progressive, called SPLC's founder, Morris Dees, a super salesman and master fundraiser, who viewed civil rights work mainly as a marketing tool for bilking gullible northern liberals. 3. Indeed, according to his former business partner, Dees' self-described lifetime goal was to make a pile of money. 4. Just take, for example, the hundreds of millions of dollars in donor money stashed away in offshore accounts. 5. Or consider the fact top executives are paid close to $400,000 a year or more. 6. Even members of Congress have called for investigations, demanding SPLC's IRS tax-exempt status be revoked. 7. What's more, this organization is so corrupt, the head of their rival group, Southern Center for Human Rights, said in a 1996 letter to Dees, "You are a con man." And then he went on to explain why. It is because of your failure to respond to the most desperate needs of the poor and powerless despite your millions upon millions, your fundraising techniques, the fact that you spend so much, accomplish so little, and promote yourself so shamelessly. 8. Then, in 2020, SPLC even teamed up with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, which is under investigation for funding Islamic terrorist groups, in calling for defunding hate groups who oppose or expose the Islamization of America, proving their claim that far-right extremism was a greater threat than radical Islamist extremism. 9. It's no wonder American Family Association calls the people who run the Southern Poverty Law Center as frauds and charlatans. 10. Even the liberal Washington Post has carried multiple exposés calling for an investigation because of SPLC's questionable practices and the multiple charges of its leadership being sexual predators and racists. 11. And while this progressive liberal behemoth promotes itself as a defender of the downtrodden and helpless, it's become one of the nation's largest, if not the largest, promoters of the epitome of abuse of children, i.e., pushing sex changes for the youngest of the young without parental knowledge. 12. Not only that, SPLC, armed with around 350 staff members, a large percentage being attorneys, 13, is counting on winning the civil suit in Vermont against me, my company, Response Unlimited, Inc., and my daughter. If they are victorious, it will go a long way to normalizing adult sexual abuse of the youngest of children, even babies. It's no wonder the Liberal Current Affairs magazine says the SPLC is everything wrong with liberalism. Hypocritical in the extreme. 14. To prove my point, all you only need to do is take a look at the civil case against us for supposedly denying Lisa Miller's former partner her parental rights, which is soon to go to trial. If successful, I have no doubt it will go a long ways to legitimizing adult sexual relationships with any child of any age. You see, this civil suit isn't just about me aiding Lisa Miller to protect Isabella. If you are not familiar with the case, Lisa is the biological mother who fled the country because the courts were ignoring the obvious sexual and mental abuse of her daughter, Isabella, beginning when she was a toddler. the Vermont Family Court refused to allow credible evidence of Lisa's child being sexually and emotionally abused. 15. Lisa had been in a lesbian, civil union, with another woman whom she claimed became very abusive to both her and her daughter. 16. But then Lisa surrendered her life to Christ and became a new person. Moving back to her home state of Virginia, she then filed for an annulment in Vermont. But the Vermont family court judge demanded Lisa's former partner have unsupervised visiting rights with Lisa's biological daughter. Yet after those unsupervised visitations began, it became very clear to Lisa that little Isabella was being sexually abused during those visits. However, in an apparent move to bolster gay rights, Judge Cohen refused to admit in subsequent hearings the very credible evidence of sexual and other abuse. And so, Lisa left the country rather than face the probable consequence of losing permanent custody of her young daughter to someone she believed was a sick, perverted predator who would constantly be molesting Isabella. But then, 5 years later, I was unbelievably charged by federal prosecutors along with Lisa Miller and others with an obscure statute, international parental kidnapping. We were charged even though the statute states it is okay for a parent to leave the country with a child if he or she believes the child is being abused in any manner. 17. But prosecutors were dead set to keep the evidence of abuse out of court. We all unjustly went to prison. 18. I had a 3-year sentence. Ken Miller, a Mennonite pastor, was convicted of helping Lisa in a different indictment. And in my federal trial in New York, I wasn't permitted to bring up abuse as a defense. Also in federal court in Vermont at Ken's trial under the same judge who is presiding over the civil trial, no mention was allowed of Isabella's abuse. I'd been charged merely for giving Lisa and her daughter a ride from Virginia to Buffalo, even though I happened to be going there anyway. In essence, the SPLC is using this case to make an example of those who would attempt to defend and protect children from being sexually abused, especially if the abuse is by members of the LGBTQ community. In my situation, there will be an effort in the civil case to label the defendants as having committed a hate crime because the perpetrator is gay. It has become very apparent to me that what's really taking place here is going to significantly further pave the way to sanctioning and legitimizing the sexual abuse of children by adults. That is because evidence of abuse was suppressed by state courts in Vermont and 2 federal courts. Initially, when Janet Jenkins insisted on visitation rights despite allegations of sexual abuse against Lisa Miller's daughter, the goal of the Vermont Family Court and the SPLC and those behind the lawsuit was to force the recognition of homosexual marriage on the rest of the country. This would have nullified marriage amendments throughout the nation and the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. In their initial goal, they succeeded, and the Obergefell ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court sealed complete victory for that agenda. The fact that Isabella Miller is now an adult and has withdrawn herself as a plaintiff in the lawsuit should have ended the matter once and for all, causing Janet Jenkins and SPLC to withdraw the civil lawsuit. Yet they continue on with the lawsuit. Why? Pushing the envelope toward the legitimization of adult child sex is the most logical explanation. What's more, the SPLC is using their vast riches to accomplish their goals. Not long ago, a young woman who calls herself Kendall, called Dr. Phil McGraw, host of the television show, Dr. Phil. You may have read or heard some of what Kendall Alamo told Dr. Phil, 19. Kendall explained how she escaped from her owner several years ago. She wanted to be protected, but she wanted to get her story out. And, after 4 months of internal investigation and consulting with law enforcement, Dr. Phil's team confirmed Kendall's story to be true. In fact, an entire show was dedicated to Kendall's lifelong ordeal. Kendall explained on air how she had been born to be a sex slave, sold at birth to a powerful international sex trafficker. Her earliest memory of being raped was before she could even speak. Kendall explained how when she wasn't locked in a cage with kidnapped children, she was flown around the world to be passed around from one man to another for their sadistic pleasure, including torture. In fact, most of the things Kendall described would shock most any conscience. She was even forced to rape other children. Yet this was the only reality Kendall ever knew growing up. She was molested, raped, and hunted like an animal by social elites, including high-level politicians, high-ranking law enforcement officials, and major sports franchise owners. Included are names of people you would recognize. Some of her worst memories as a child were those of the hunting parties, where she and other children were turned loose on large tracts of land, prey for pedophiles to track down as they hid in fear, only to be found, raped, and tortured once again. I was allowed to get pregnant, because men paid for that, Kendall explained. she believes all three of the babies she birthed were turned into sex slaves themselves. It's a vicious cycle. Kendall even talked about an island owned by one of these elites. When I think of Kendall's story, I can't help think about the now deceased billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein is best known for flying the elite around the world with underage girls for non-stop sex, including to his Caribbean island, appropriately nicknamed Orgy Island. Epstein once claimed, according to Fox News, to be a co-founder of the Clinton Foundation, and he had been accused and convicted of raping and/or kidnapping dozens of underage girls, then forcing those girls to have sex with his friends. Former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers were just a few of the prominent passengers on his private jets, according to the Daily Beast, a respected news site. 20. When Epstein was first arrested, with the help of private investigators, and some say extortion schemes and perhaps even the bribery of law enforcement officials, he got a mere slap on the wrist, serving only 13 months for what could have been a 20-year prison sentence. Even more egregious, the federal government gave all those involved with Mr. Epstein's crimes, both known and unknown, a guarantee that they would never face prosecution for their sex crimes. But the feds knew many of the identities of the rich and powerful who Epstein helped sexually abuse these young girls. Why? Because Epstein made videotapes of the encounters that are now in the possession of the federal government. 21. But, to prove my point, how many clients of Jeffrey Epstein have yet been prosecuted? None. In the case of Lisa Miller and her daughter, the courts had ample access to the sworn testimony of Isabella's clinical therapist claiming before the visitations she had been a child that was well-adjusted, flourishing, above the curve developmentally, verbally gifted. 22. She concluded that the visits were doing serious harm to the child, causing anxiety, renewed bedwetting, and general psychological regression. In fact, Lisa told me just how her former lover on visitations forced Isabella to take baths with her while both were naked, and that Isabella out of the blue began masturbating and inserting pens into her vagina immediately after visitations. Not to mention the verbal and mental abuse Isabella told her mother about. Lisa also told me pornography was openly displayed in the house. Soon, the Southern Poverty Law Center is taking me and several other defendants to civil court in Vermont. As I mentioned earlier, this case is going to set a precedent, and if they win, this civil case could essentially help to normalize adult child sex at will. Worth mentioning, in the words of SPLC founder Dees, we only want the precedent-setting cases. 23. Some may think this is far-fetched that our society would accept adult child sex, but even the United Nations, World Health Organization, and Planned Parenthood International have all begun pushing for the decriminalization of adults having sex with children. 24. As sick and as incredulous as the subject matter of this article seems, every word is true. It shows just how far from sick our society has gotten. We are paying the price today for allowing the removal of God from every semblance of society, and promoting an attitude that says, if it feels good, it's okay. But those advocating sex with children are filled with evil intentions and are controlled and empowered by Satan himself. They must be exposed for what they are trying to do. The strength in the adversary's deeds of darkness, and what can be more despicable than those perpetrated against children, is in keeping them hidden, that is, making sure nobody knows about them. This is what is happening in this particular case. Mainstream media has only reported on the story from the biased angle that Lisa and those who helped her and Isabella are kidnappers who did this because they are LGBTQ-hating people. But this is anything but the truth. Those of us who helped Isabella and her mom did it for one reason only: we saw an endangered child. I have written this article so that the truth of this matter can be known. It's not just for the sake of those involved in the civil case. As I stated, this case is going to set a precedent, one that is going to bring much harm to countless children in the future should the SPLC succeed. And thus, I am beseeching you to pray for God's guidance in how you can help. Below, I have listed three ways that I hope you will seriously consider. Write or email your congressman insisting he, or she, take a vocal, public stand on this issue, denouncing the Southern Poverty Law Center for this despicable attempt to use the federal court system in Jenkins v. Miller, 212 CV 184, to legitimize pedophilia and obliterate the last of moral and religious conscience as a legal defense, sacrificing the rights of our children to child molesters. Congress has been eerily silent, making them complicit. 25. Tell others what is happening and get them involved. Help us tell others. Make copies of this article and distribute it. write letters to newspapers and post the article on social media. Get the word out to the public any way you can how SPLC is using this case to propel an agenda that will harm children. You have full permission to reprint, repost, and distribute this article in its entirety. The family has already spent well over $1 million in legal fees, mostly of our own funds, on attorneys. I am tapped out. I cannot fight the SPLC and their army of lawyers and their unlimited resources alone. The Christian crowdsourcing website, 419fund.com, which is a non-profit organization, has graciously volunteered to process your tax-deductible donation. No Christian legal firm has accepted my case, apparently afraid to go up against the Southern Poverty Law Center and their hundreds of millions of dollars in their war chest. I'd like to close with this verse from the Bible, spoken by Jesus in reference to children. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. Mark chapter 9 verse 42. I ask you to stand with me and with the children of our country so we can make a safer place for them to grow up. Your prayers and help today are needed to make that happen. Thank you, and God bless you, and please pray for us. Not just for victory in court, but for safety and protection from the enemy who seeks to kill and destroy, as well as for God's wisdom. We earnestly covet your daily prayer. Philip Zodiades, P.O. Box 1842, Waynesboro, Virginia, 22980. PZODiates at voiceforthechildren.com. Source: Lighthouse Trails Research. Endnotes. 1. Brian Kamenker. Trump should have pardoned this pro-family hero. He didn't. American Thinker, January 21, 2021, https://www.americanthinker.com/articles/2021/01/Trump_should_have_pardoned_this_pro-family_hero_he_didn't.html. 2. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 8, NASB, New American Standard Bible. Copyright 1960, 1971, 1977, 1995, 2020 by the Lachman Foundation. Used by permission. All rights reserved. 3. Bob Mosser, The Reckoning of Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, The New Yorker. March 21, 2019, https://www.newyorker.com/news/news-desk/the-reckoning-of-morris-dees-and-the-southern-poverty-law-center. 4. Ken Silverstein, The Church of Morris Dees, How the Southern Poverty Law Center Profits from Intolerance, The Social Contract. Spring 2018, https://www.thesocialcontract.com/artman2/publish/tsc_28_3/tsc-28-3-silverstein.shtml. 5. SPLC grows assets to over half a billion, but cracks begin to show. Center for Immigration Studies, March 14, 2019. https://sys.org/immigration-studies/SPLC-grows-assets-over-half-billion-cracks-begin-show. 6. Nina Satia, Wesley Lowery, and Beth Reinhard, Years of Turmoil and Complaints Led the Southern Poverty Law Center to Fire Its Founder Morris Dees, The Washington Post. April 5, 2019, https://www.washingtonpost.com/investigations/years-of-turmoil-and-complaints/led-the-southern-poverty-law-center-2-fire-its-founder-morris-dees/2019/04/05/5871-7-BFC-55-11E9-8D28-F514985A2-under_story.html. 7. Fred Lucas, Sessions calls out Southern Poverty Law Center for using hate group label to bully conservatives, Daily Signal. August 8, 2018, https://www.dailysignal.com/2018/08/08/sessions-calls-out-southern-poverty-law-center-for-using-hate-group-label-to-bully-conservatives/semicolon. Senator Cotton urges IRS investigation of the Southern Poverty Law Center, April 2, 2019. https://www.cotton.senate.gov/news/press-releases/senator-cotton-urges-investigation-of-the-southern-poverty-law-center-closing-parenthesis-semicolon-and-antifa-isn't-a-hate-group, Southern Poverty Law Center claims, Washington Times, December 2, 2017, https://www.washingtontimes.com/news/2017/deck/2/antifa-isn't-hate-group-southern-poverty-law-center/closing-parenthesis. 8. Ken Silverstein, The Church of Morris Dees, How the Southern Poverty Law Center Profits from Intolerance, OPCIT. 9. Ibrahim Hooper, CARE, SPLC Report. Funding of hate groups undermines mission of community foundations, normalizes hate speech, hate-free philanthropy, March 10, 2020. 10. FBI. SPLC not a reliable source, AFA Journal. December 2017, https://offajournal.org/past-issues/2017/december/fbi-splc-not-a-reliable-source-closing-parenthesis. Also see https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=7vwkeempussy. 11. Jim Tharp, Opinion. Something strange is going on at this civil rights organization. It must be investigated, The Washington Post. April 5, 2019, https://www.washingtonpost.com/opinions/something-strange-is-going-on-at-this-civil-rights-institution-must-be-investigated/2019/04/05/A08F2207C-5712-11E9-814F-E2F46684196E_story.html/closing-parenthesis. Also see https://www.washingtonpost.com/opinions/the-southern-poverty-law-center-has-lost-all-credibility/2018/06/21/22-AB7D60-756D-11E8-9780-B1DD6A09B549_story.html. 12. Kim Chandler, Transgender Treatment Ban Challenged by Lawsuit in Alabama, The Spokane Review. April 11, 2022, https://www.spokesman.com/stories/2022/april/11/transgender-treatment-ban-challenge-by-lawsuit-in/closing-parenthesis. Also see Michael Grabowski, SPLC accused of pushing kids' book that says kids can trans-identify at age 2, sexualizes children, Christian Post, August 2, 2022, https://www.christianpost.com/news/SPLC-accused-of-pushing-kids-book-that-sexualizes-children.html. 13. Bob Mosser, The Reckoning of Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, OPCIT. 14. Nathan J. Robinson, The Southern Poverty Law Center is Everything That's Wrong with Liberalism, Current Affairs Magazine. March 26, 2019, https://www.currentaffairs.org/2019/03/the-southern-poverty-law-center-is-everything-that's-wrong-with-liberalism-closing-parenthesis. 15. Matthew Cullinan Hoffman, Lisa Miller's daughter appeared traumatized by visits with lesbian mother, court documents reveal, LifeSite News. March 5, 2010, https://www.lifesitenews.com/news/lisa-miller's-daughter-appeared-traumatized-by-visits-with-lesbian-mother-co-closing-parenthesis. 16. Ibid. 17. U.S. Code 1204, c. 2. 18. Altogether, there were three of us who spent time in prison. Myself, Ken Miller, Timothy Miller, and Lisa was in various jails for over a year. 19, https://antislaverycommission.org/2022/07/19/horror-story-little-kendall-sold-by-parents/. Also see, https://thegoodnews.today.org/dr-phil-interview-exposes-global-elite-pedophiles. And https://www.cnn.com/videos/tv/2022/03/10/CFP-Kendall-Alamo-Trafficking-Activist-SPC-International.CNN. 20. Conchita Sarnoff, Jeffrey Epstein, Billionaire Pedophile, Goes Free, The Daily Beast. August 19, 2019 https://www.thedailybeast.com/Jeffrey-Epstein-Billionaire-Pedophile-Goes-Free-Closing-Parenthesis. 21, https://www.nydailynews.com/2015/02/08/fbi-news-dash-sod-open-jeffrey-epstein-safe-hard-drives-diamonds-2021-12/semicolon-http://citizen-truth.org/jeffrey-epstein's-arrest-could-bring-down-vast-network-of-powerful/semicolon-http://the-week.com/speedreads/8515136-jeffrey-epstein-hard-drives-diamonds-2021-12/semicolon-http://citizen-truth.org/jeffrey-epstein's-arrest-could-bring-down-vast-network-of-powerful/semicolon-http://the-week.com/speedreads/8515136-jeffrey-epstein-hard-blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-tapes/semicolon-http://blackmail-t traumatized by visits with lesbian mother, court documents reveal, op. cit. 23, how the Southern Poverty Law Center got rich fighting the Klan, the Progressive magazine. July 1, 1988, https://progressive.org/magazine/how-the-southern-poverty-law-center-got-rich-fighting-the-clan/closing-parenthesis. XXII, UN report calls for legalization of children having sex, calling it, progressive autonomy, CBN, April 19, 2023, https://www.cbn.com/cbnnews/world/2023/april/un-report-calls-for-legalization-of-adults-having-sex-with-kids-calling-it-progressive-autonomy-closing-parenthesis. Also see. Ethan Huff, WHO now trying to sexualize children at birth while UN pushes to decriminalize pedophilia, Natural News. May 17, 2023, https://www.naturalnews.com/2023-05-17-who-perverting-children-birth-un-decriminalize-pedophilia.html/. 25. If you live outside the United States, address your concern to Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Suggested verbiage is as follows. It has come to my attention the Southern Poverty Law Center is using the landmark federal case, Jenkins v. Miller. 212 CV 184, to legitimize and normalize adults having sex with children. People of great influence and power have been getting away with the sexual abuse of children for too long. Your silence on this issue makes you complicit of seeking to normalize pedophilia. I am calling on you to speak out publicly and let the public know where you stand on this issue of normalizing pedophilia. It mustn't be ignored. Address your congressman at the U.S. House of Representatives, Washington District of Columbia, 20515.